This is Skip Mancini inviting you to shelve the shopping list, terminate the tree trimming, and give over the gift wrap, at least for a few minutes. Take a break from the holiday rush because it's time for Growing on the High Plains. The holiday season always gives gardeners a chance to give from the heart and the heartland, especially if said gardeners found the time earlier in the year to put by some of their bounty. In a good year, I can fill a Christmas basket with representatives of each month of the growing season and each area of my gardening efforts. I start in the orchard with the jams and jellies of a fruitful summer, accompanied by an array of pickles and relishes from the vegetable garden. I usually add a foil-wrapped zucchini bread that went from oven to freezer on a hot August day, and tuck in a bottle of herbal vinegar that I'm sure would rival any of the fancy imports in the gourmet grocery section of our local supermarket. And then I top off the whole thing with a packet of Prairie Swift Potpourri, a homemade combo from the flower bed and herb garden. Dried roses, mint leaves, rosemary, and lavender sprigs, plus anything else that looks or smells interesting, gets tossed together during the growing season and are left to simmer a scented brew. The contents of my garden basket will hopefully bring the taste and aroma of summer into the house during the dreary winter months to come. I also enjoy giving and getting items that sit impatiently on the shelf from December 26th until the first days of early spring. A new pair of gardening gloves, since I seem to wear through mine in a season, is always appreciated. And this year, I'm hoping Santa will be listening to High Plains Public Radio and will consider a replacement for my small-scale electric start weed eater, since my old one finally gave up Marley's ghost and has been relegated to the junk pile. As I've joined the ranks of senior gardeners, I find anything with an electric start is a nice gardening gift. And now there are electric start rototillers and chainsaws and other small motorized garden appliances that allow us to garden into our golden years with nary a pesky pull cord in sight. Perhaps the best gifts for an active gardener are those glorious Garden Center gift certificates. By their very presence in the desk drawer or on the bulletin board, they serve as reminders that this winter too shall pass, and the earth will indeed eventually warm up and grow a bit of green. In this season of giving, why not think of a way to bring gardening into the lives of those who might miss it most? Our retirement centers and nursing homes are filled with former gardeners and farmers who used to spend their time working with the soil. A potted plant, a window herb garden tray, or a bowl of paperwhite bulbs sitting in a recreation area for all to enjoy are sure to brighten many gray days ahead. I especially like to bring narcissus bulbs, settled in a layer of pebbles. Aside from watering, they don't take any other care, and it's fun for folks in a confined area to watch as they change from dormant bulbs to green stalks to fragrant white and yellow flowers. And by the time they've done their indoor best, it's usually time to extend their life journey in a flower bed, where they'll grow their bright green foliage throughout the summer. Certain portions of my garden move to the forefront during the holidays by providing cut greenery for wreaths and door swags. I always trim back the Pfitzer junipers during the holiday season and then bundle up the cut branches and tie them with some wire and a bow and add a few leftover ornaments or candy canes. So whether providing a tasty treat, a heady fragrance, or a visual array, with a little planning, a summer garden can provide gifts that keep on giving year-round.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.